guys. What is it for you here in your second league in the Northwoods League that you're hoping to get out of this summer? And not just that, what are you working on as well and hoping to kind of take your game to the next level?
Last year I came out here, I wasn't out here for very long. I think it was 2 or 3 weeks. And that being able to get my feet wet and come play out here for that short amount of time was a blessing. And I got to see some of the best competition. So right away I knew that I needed to come back out here this summer. And it put me in a really good spot going into my season last year at Saddleback. So I'm hoping it does the same for me at Seattle this year.
Well, that's really all the questions I've got for you. Anything else you want to add real quick?
That's it.
All right. Yes, well, I appreciate your time. Thanks so much.
Awesome. Thank you.
All right. Once again, that was Jake Beauchesne joining us on the pregame interview. We're going to go ahead and take a quick break. And when we come back, it's time for starting lineups and a starting pitcher breakdown here on WFHR 97.5 FM, 1320 AM.
Econ Electric Inc., based in Wisconsin Rapids, Wisconsin, dedicates itself to delivering cutting-edge and dependable residential electrical contractor services. Whether it's a new home or enhancing existing ones, their commitment spans every detail. The success lies in offering residential electrical services tailored to your lifestyle and property. Proudly serving central Wisconsin, including Stevens Point, Plover, Lakes Area, and Wisconsin Rapids. Experience the comfort and security of a Generac generator and the excellent customer service of Econ Electric Inc. now.
When it comes to heating and cooling homes in central Wisconsin, make the call to the Bullpen for Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. For more than 25 years, the Bryant experts have done whatever it takes to keep homeowners like you comfortable, from simple repairs and services to complete HVAC replacements and beyond. So no matter what you need, you'll know that their team has your back.
Need HVAC service now? Schedule yours by visiting comfortair.biz. That's comfort, AIRE.biz.
You know that tune. You're a star. You know stuff. Why not win stuff? Maybe it's stuff about TV or movies, but still, you shine at useless information. And WFHR and Culver's want to reward you.
Welcome back.
Join the morning show Fridays for a chance to win one value basket and a kid's meal. Be our next superstar with Culver's Star of the Day every Friday at 97.5 FM WFHR.
Who makes insurance simple? That's easy. Delta Dental of Wisconsin. So if you ask, what company encourages you to use your benefits for regular preventive care? Or who provides quick service online or by phone? Which insurance offers access to the largest provider networks? Or who helps you save money when you need more than a checkup? The answer's the same. Definitely Delta Dental. For dental and vision insurance made simple, choose Delta Dental of Wisconsin and Delta Vision today.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
It's time for Rafters baseball now as we bring you into Winter Field with Seth Spencer set to take over on the mound for Wisconsin Rapids. It's going to be Seth Spencer against Braden Mazzucano for the Woodchucks. And a look at these two guys on the mound. First off, with Mazzucano. He's a left-hander out of the University of Illinois. He is just a freshman there, though, and a two-way player. He's spent plenty of time at the plate as well as on the mound. 16 games played in the field, 45 at-bats, and reaching base at a .393 on base percentage. But maybe a little bit more impressively is his pitching. 11 2/3 innings. He has allowed just 5 earned runs, which works out to a 3.86 ERA and a 1.37 whip. And his last appearance, he went 4 innings at Green Bay 8 days ago back on July 5th. And he went 4 shutout innings over that stretch as well. This is his first start of the season after coming out of the bullpen for all of his previous appearances. Seth Spencer on the mound for the Rafters at home this year. He has been absolutely stellar. A 2.31 ERA over 23 1/3 innings here at Winter Field. Now on the road, it hasn't been quite as successful for him, which has brought his ERA up to 5.4 on the season, and pitching in 8 different games. This is his 9th start of the season, which leads the Rafters now after taking over Drew Thompson. So that's a look at the two starting pitchers. Now at the starting lineups, Noah Malone leads off in right field for Wausau. Dylan Schlotterbeck bats second. He's at shortstop. Batting third is Max Galvin in left field. Batting fourth is Max Solis, the DH. Batting fifth is Dom Rodriguez, the first baseman. Batting sixth is Josh Arquette, the third baseman. Batting seventh is Cade Baldridge, the second baseman. Batting eighth is Brody Sexton, the catcher. And batting ninth is Christian Smith-Johnson. Now ready to go on a 79-degree and sunny day here at Witter Field. And the first pitch is in there, called for strike number one at 3:05 p.m. Central Time. So first pitch, first strike to Noah Malone. And Malone hit two home runs in the game yesterday as the second pitch misses high for ball number one. 1-1 the count. Malone, right-handed hitting right fielder. It's a righty-lefty matchup with Spencer on the mound. He kicks the leg up, fires home, gets a swing and a miss to bring the count 1-2. Malone in yesterday's game, man, I tell you what, he lit off the fireworks. 2-for-5 in the game, but those two hits were both two-run home runs. Nobody on the bases for him here, though, so maybe that means he won't hit a home run. 1-2 the count on the way home. Well, it's not a home run, but it is going to get down for a hit. It's into right center field, and Malone is racing off for second. The throw not going to be in time. It's a stand-up double for Noah Malone to lead off the first inning. Noah Malone makes his way and rolls along to bring up Dylan Schlotterbeck to the plate with nobody out and a runner in scoring position in the top of the first. Seth Spencer, at home, he has allowed quite a few base runners. 18 hits and 20 walks allowed over 23 innings. But he's gotten a lot of strikeouts that have kept those runners on base, and that's what he's looking for here. Schlotterbeck, though, a tough guy to strike out. Right-handed hitting shortstop and just shy of being an all-star. First pitch on the way is hit high in the air out towards center field, but Rafter's center fielder for today is Jake Beauchesne. He makes the catch, throws it on in, and off to third is Noah Malone. So he's now 90 feet away from scoring after the flyout from Dylan Schlotterbeck, and it brings up Max Galvin. Well, mentioned Beauchesne out there in center field. It's a bit of a defensive switch for him. Let's take a look at the rest of the defensive alignment. Behind the plate tonight, it's Nick Adrian. Adrian catching Seth Spencer. Now at the plate, the left-handed hitting left fielder, Max Galvin. It's a lefty-lefty matchup. And Galvin also red hot for the Woodchucks. First pitch to him, misses outside for ball number one, a 1-0 count. First baseman for the Rafters is Landon Gaz. On second, Madden Akko. On third, it's Luke Skinner. And shortstop is Hayden Carlson. Check swing, but he went around. It's a strike and makes it 1-1. Max Galvin, well, part of the big night in terms of home runs for the Woodchucks last night. They hit four home runs as a team as that one misses and goes to the backstop. Adrian not able to pick it up, and the throw not coming home. It's a wild pitch that allows the runner to score and makes this 1-0 in the top of the first. So the Woodchucks yet again, the first on the ball officially goes in as a passed ball as that one was off the glove of Nick Adrian, and that sends home Noah Malone. So 3-1 the count on the way home. It's taken for a ball. And Galvin trying to work. He's going to be able to get on base any way possible. And this way, he sends one into right field. He gets a single. Second hit of the inning for the Woodchucks. And it puts Max Galvin onto first with a one-out single. Brings up Max Solis. With one on and one away in the top of the first, 1-0 Woodchucks. And Max Solis, the right-handed hitting DH, up for the first time this game, the four-hole hitter for them, and the first pitch on the way is in there for a strike. Oh, and one the count to Solis, and Solis, even though the Woodchucks hit four home runs yesterday, he was not part of that. Takes that pitch outside for ball number one, a 1-1 count, and leads the Great Lakes division in home runs with 9 on the season. Hunter still on first base, 1-1 count, misses low to make it 2-1. And even though Solis unable to get any home runs yesterday, he still had a nice game, going 3-for-5 from the plate. All of them were singles. 2-1 the count. Coming home, it's out towards right field and in foul territory. Gaz out back to it, and he'll make the catch for out number 2. Brings up Dom Rodriguez with a runner on first and 2 away in the top of the first. Still 1-0 Woodchucks. And Rodriguez a chance to do some more damage. Well, he's been having a fun start to the season for the Woodchucks. Batting 382. He's got 5 home runs and 21 RBIs. Playing in about half the games this year. Yesterday went 2-for-4 from the plate with 2 doubles. Runner taking off. Throw on down from Adrian. And the tag not applied in time. So a stolen base as the pitch is a strike to Rodriguez. 0-1 the count. Max Galvin swipes the bag, and relatively surprisingly, the Woodchucks hardly stole any bases over the past couple of games against the Rafters. Just had the 1 stolen base yesterday, despite all the base runners. 0-1 count, misses low to bring it 1-1. Although the Woodchucks still one of the most stolen base happy teams in the Northwoods League. They'll continue and try and take bases, but big part of that is Christian Smith-Johnson, who's struggled recently against the Rafters. 1-1 count, grounded foul over to the Rafters' dugout, and barehanded by Eric Robles. Rafters' first base coach and also a hitting coach for the Rafters. Had a chance to talk to him a little bit earlier today. 1-2 the count, as Spencer will bring the pitch home. It's once again grounded foul, this time down the third baseline and towards the Rafters bullpen. And the other Rafters assistant coach, Manny Silva, picks it up. All the coaches getting involved in foul ball pickups. Silva always an open book out there. And over the past couple of days, been having some fun with him, but Eric Robles, I talked to him specifically earlier today, as this one is sent out towards center field, running up on it, Beauchesne, and he'll make the catch on the run for out number 3. And so that gets us through the first inning. I'll tell you a little bit more about what Robles had to say when we come back in the bottom of the first. But in the first inning, 1 run came across on 2 hits. There were no errors, and there was 1 left on base. So to the bottom of the first we go. It's 1-0 Woodchucks on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
You're listening to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR, brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric Inc., Party Envy, Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces, McCain, Stevens Point Brewery, Delta Dental, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Gamber Johnson, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Solaris, Aspirus Health, and the Food and Farm Exploration Center. Listen to Rafters Baseball here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, and streaming on the Civic Media app.
You're cruising along Highway 54. You're jamming out to your favorite song. You slow down for a red light when out your passenger window, another car revs their engine wanting you to race. Now, at first you're like, no, I can't. But before you finish your thought, the light changes green, your foot slams the gas, your adrenaline is surging until your check engine light goes on. And reality strikes. Have fun again in your vehicle. Work with the team at Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
And Jake Beauchesne will lead off the Rafters offense as we'll take a look at the Rafters starting lineup. Jake Beauchesne, the leadoff man, he'll be followed by Hayden Carlson and Madden Ocko due up in the first inning. Kareem Arusevic, Royce Clayton Jr., and Landon Gaz bat 4, 5, and 6. And then following that up, Nick Adrian, Luke Skinner, and Hiroto Kobayashi bat 7 through 9 to finish out the lineup. So that's a look at the Rafters starting lineup as they take on Braden Mazzucano for the Wausau Woodchucks. Jake Beauchesne, a right-handed hitting center fielder. It's a lefty-lefty matchup on the mound today with both Spencer and Mazzucano left-handed hurlers as the first pitch to Beauchesne misses low and inside for ball number one, a 1-0 count. Beauchesne, though, you do like that right-handed matchup, especially out of the leadoff spot. 1-0 the count on the way home, misses outside to make it 2-0. And Beauchesne, well, he's just been hot against everyone as of late. Trying to keep that rolling along as he's still early into his Rafters season, but a couple of years now in the Northwoods League. As he was our pregame guest of the show, that pitch missing outside makes it 3-0. And Beauchesne, a lot of the things that we were talking about was that swing and, you know, regaining the confidence. Against right-handed pitchers, he's batting .375 this year. Against lefties, he's 0-for-5 from the plate. First, the 3-0 count is called for a strike, though, to make it 3-1. And Beauchesne thought that he had a leadoff walk, but instead he'll pick up the bat now. On the season, batting .310 with a .991 OPS, he swings and misses at the 3-1 to make it 3-2. And in large part, that was thanks to his two-home run day that he had in the doubleheader a couple of days ago back against Fond du Lac. Started off what would eventually become a five-game hit streak. 3-2 the count. It's fouled back and remains 3-2. And Beauchesne, when I was talking to him earlier, he was saying a lot of things about getting the confidence. You know, it had been about 2 months away from playing the game of baseball, from taking live ABs. A second-half player. He did not play in the first half here in the Northwoods. 3-2 the count. It's hit out towards right field pretty well down the line. Should be in foul territory, and it lands just away from the right fielder, Noah Malone, who nearly got there, but instead the count remains 3-2. Eighth pitch of the plate appearance coming up next for Beauchesne. And Beauchesne, man, he's fighting up there against the lefty on the mound, and Mazzucano. Mentioned it earlier, first start of the season, and that pitch is taken for strike number 3 on the lower part of the strike zone. Beauchesne did not like it. He thought that was ball 4, and, well, now heads back to the dugout after picking up his bat. So one up, one down in the first inning for Braden Mazzucano, although it took him 8 pitches to do so. He now takes on Hayden Carlson with the bases empty and one away in the bottom of the first, 1-0 Woodchucks. Woodchucks number one in the Northwoods League in terms of their win-loss record as the first pitch to Carlson misses outside. 1-0 the count. So that tells you just how good this Wausau team is. 1-0 the count. Misses low to bring it 2-0. Wausau sitting at 9-2. They've got a .792 win percentage. 9-2-1, I should say. They've got that one tie from the game against Madison that was eventually canceled due to the rain while still a tie game. 2-0 the count to Carlson. Pitch on the way from the mound. It's on the outside edge, called for strike number one. 2-1 the count. And while Wausau is number one in the Northwoods League, the Rafters last place record-wise. 2-1 the count. It's fouled off to bring it 2-2. And well, they actually started off the second half 2-1. They had a winning record. Taking one against Fond du Lac and then taking one in the second series as well. Back against Lakeshore, they felt pretty good in the early part of the season. Some of the guys were really clicking there and just all kind of fell apart. 2-2 the count. It's hit out towards right field in foul territory. Malone chasing it again, and once more, he's still just shy of finding the baseball as it dropped on the outfield grass to keep it a 2-2 count. Noah Malone is getting in his work out there, and Malone, a right fielder, he is an all-star, so he's got to get used to playing that outfield spot. Of course, he's hoping to make sure that people know his name in Madison in just a couple of days as the 2-2 count is taken low for ball number 3. 3-2 the count. And that coming up, and whenever I'm talking with all these guys out here, they always say, oh, man, that All-Star break is going to feel great. As this one is roped into left field, and that gets down for a hit. Hayden Carlson, a one-out single as he remains hot and gets on to first base with one out. Another very quality plate appearance from the Rafters, and this is what you love to see. Not necessarily just getting hits, but you love to see them working the count. That has been such a focal point of when games have gone their way. The players have really been working counts well. So far, these first two batters certainly have. Jake Beauchesne saw 8 pitches, Hayden Carlson 7. Matanaco takes the first pitch for strike number 1 and an 0-1 count, but a runner on first base, and that's a big deal, working up the pitch count of the opposing starter. Braden Mazzucato, especially after a guy who came out of the bullpen for so much, you're trying to chase him from the game early. 0-1 the count. It's taken low for ball number 1. 1-1 the count, and Akko staying patient up at the plate. And all of a sudden, man, it feels like the Rafters have been swinging early a ton over these past few games. And all of a sudden, right now, it just seems like they're very patient. A bowling ball over there to first base, but picked up by Dom Rodriguez as he'll toss it back to Mazzucato. Hayden Carlson probably could have just taken a couple steps back to first. 1-1 the count. It's grounded foul just barely down that third baseline, and now a 1-2 count. Kareem Marusevic is on deck if it gets there, and while we've got the time, let's give the defensive alignment for the Woodchucks to you. On the mound, of course, Braden Mazzucato. Behind the plate, it's Brody Sexton. Over at first is Dom Rodriguez. At second, Cade Baldridge. Third base is Josh Arquette, and shortstop is Dylan Schlotterbeck. 1-2 the count on the way home, taken in the dirt, and Carlson thought about taking off, but it didn't get far enough away from Sexton for him to be able to take off. And now a 2-2 count, but they're going to say that this is a balk. Brody Sexton tried to collect the ball with the chest plate is what they're going to say, and that's a catcher's balk. Back-to-back days that we've seen that call, and hadn't seen that called all season long, and all of a sudden you get the call here as Brody Sexton lets Hayden Carlson go over to second base. And so one out and a runner in scoring position for the Rafters, a 2-2 count to Matanaco. And now Braden Mazzucato going to try and work through the traffic. 2-2 on the way home. It's fouled back and bounces up off the netting. Remains a 2-2 count. And man, I just love seeing this. You're working the counts here early in the game, and it just feels like you haven't seen that this season. 20 pitches already from Braden Mazzucato, and he's faced not even 3 full batters. 2-2 the count, taken low, and it bounces in the dirt. 3-2 the count. 3 consecutive 7-pitch plate appearances for the Rafters. Beauchesne saw 8, Carlson 7, and the 7th pitch about to be on the way to Akko. And Mazzucato looking home. Now he'll look back to second, make sure that Carlson doesn't try and take off. Brings the pitch on the way home, and this one is sent high in the air towards shallow center field, running back out the second baseman, but it'll be the right fielder Malone who dives and makes the catch in center field. A huge run from Noah Malone, and probably could have been easier caught by Smith Johnson, but Malone was the one who was there. Smith Johnson not quite getting to the ball. Either way, it is still out number 2 in the Rafters, though. A runner in scoring position. The runner on second, Hayden Carlson, and at the plate now is Kareem Arusevic. And Arusevic, the left-handed hitting DH. Runner on second base, pitch on the way home. It's a swing and a miss for strike number 1. 0-1 the count. Arusevic batting .333 on the season. Started off his Rafters career with a 4-for-5 game, and well, it hasn't quite been as good in the ensuing days, but he's still been able to get on base, and yesterday worked a quality night. 0-1 the count. This one's roped to the right side, and that one sneaks on through into right field. Malone up on it. Carlson is rounding third. The throw on the way home. It's in time, but is the tag? Yeah, it is. Oh, man. Great throw from Noah Malone as the single from Marusevic comes up an inch shy of an RBI. So that ends the first inning as the Rafters scored no runs on two hits. There were no errors, and there was one left on base. Back to the second we go here on WFHR. It is 1-0 Woodchucks when we return on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM.
Hi everyone, Seth here from Seth Faces the Music. You know, being the host of the award-winning second greatest radio show in the state of Wisconsin can be a lot of work. I have to come up with new themes all the time. So in the interest of clarity, here are some topics I will not be using in upcoming episodes.
Mittens, tinfoil, gastric bypass surgery, window treatments, 17th century Japanese art, outhouses, bowler hats, spam, clog dancing.
Seth Faces the Music, every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. only on WFHR.
I'm the threat that's already inside the house. In the closet, under the bed, in the car. But I don't want your money or your TV. I can't be scared away or negotiated with. I'm patient and quiet. I don't sleep. You can't call the cops on me. You can't even see me. I'm the threat of family fire. And as long as your guns aren't stored securely, I'll be there. Protect your family. Secure all your guns. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. That's endfamilyfire.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Rafters Baseball on WFHR.
Seth Spencer is back out to work for the Rafters as he continues on his, well, start this season that brings him into number one on games started of the year with his ninth appearance for the Rafters, and trying to get back on the right track. He did allow just the one run in the first inning, but it was a leadoff double from Noah Malone. And here in the second inning, first pitch sent over to shortstop. Carlson's there, throws it to first. It's a 6-3 putout of Josh Arquette to go one up, one down in the second. Josh Arquette, the leadoff man. He was the six-hole batter. He'll be followed by Cade Baldridge and Brody Sexton. That's who's due up in the second. So Baldridge now into the batter's box. And Baldridge, now a right-handed hitting second baseman. It's a righty-lefty matchup with Spencer on the mound. First pitch on the way home. It's taken low for ball number one. A 1-0 count, and Baldridge, the only switch hitter on the Wausau roster, which is why I say he's a righty right now. 1-0 count, taken on the outside edge for a strike. Moves it 1-1. Baldridge batting .218 entering this game. He does have two home runs on the season, and yesterday did struggle going 1-for-5, but had two RBIs as that pitch misses to make it 2-1. And Baldridge, that hit came late in the game in that eighth inning, capped off the six-run frame as he swings and misses at the next pitch to make it 2-2. And Baldridge trying to continue the momentum from that game, but now the pitch taken low for ball number three makes it 3-2. And Cade Baldridge trying to get on any way possible, but he's seeing a lot more pitches here in the second than Josh Arquette did. Arquette was first pitch swinging, and now Baldridge just trying to stay alive as the 3-2 count is a high chopper up the middle over to Carlson, taking his time, now fields it and throws to first in time for out number two. Another 6-3 put out, and that takes care of Cade Baldridge. brings up Brody Sexton with two outs and nobody on in the top of the second. And Seth Spencer has retired his last four batters faced. But still no strikeouts in the game. He hasn't needed them, but he did allow the run back in the first inning. Spencer now kicks the leg and fires. It's a fly ball out to shallow right field and gets over the head of Landon Gaz as Kobayashi runs up on it and tosses it in. But it's a two-out single from Brody Sexton on the first pitch that he saw. So Sexton now on to first base, and it brings up Christian Smith-Johnson with two away and one on. And Brody Sexton over there on first base, looking at what he's been able to do on the base paths this year. Not just been great from the plate, but he has attempted a couple of stolen bases, three stolen base attempts, but he's only been successful one of those three times. 1-0 the count to Smith-Johnson as it's fouled back to bring the count 1-1. And Smith-Johnson, the right-handed hitting center fielder, righty-lefty matchup with Spencer on the mound, and Spencer trying to get his first shutout inning of the game. Looks over to first and now sends it over there, but back in plenty of time was Sexton. Looking at Seth Spencer's last time out, it was actually at Wausau. He's pitched against Wausau two previous starts. 1-1 the count. It's a fly ball foul down the right field line and out of play. 1-2 the count. And in those two appearances for Spencer, he's totaled 8 1/3 innings pitched, but allowed 8 earned runs. Lots of hits coming from that Woodchuck squad, and understandably so. 1-2 on the way. It's hit over to shortstop. Here's Carlson trying to go for all three outs, and he gets it. 6-3 on the putout as that takes care of Christian Smith-Johnson. So in the second inning, no runs, one hit, no errors, and one left on base. We head to the second. It's 1-0 Woodchucks on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids.
Find your perfect fit at Mid-State Technical College. You wear many hats. Family, friends, hobbies, career, maybe more. Let Mid-State make finding your career hat easier with in-demand programs and certificates, flexible class scheduling, and unmatched support for your success. Even transfer your credits to a four-year university. Mid-State is here to help you find your perfect fit and make time for it all. Learn more at mstc.edu/perfectfit.
Summer is here, and construction zones are everywhere. With crews working diligently, it's crucial to stay vigilant for nails and screws on the road. After all, a flat tire can quickly derail your day. If you discover a nail or screw in your tire, head straight to 8th Street Auto. Their expert team will not only assess your tire, but also conduct a thorough inspection of your vehicle to help prevent future issues. Trust the certified professionals at 8th Street Auto to ensure your vehicle is in top shape so you can hit the road confidently and fully prepared for your next adventure.
A game without a crowd is just a scrimmage. A performance without an audience is just a rehearsal. Without your presence, high school sports and the performing arts aren't possible. Ensure that these essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in Wisconsin. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Let's get back to the rafters here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Royce Clayton Jr. leading off the bottom of the second for the rafters. He's batting in the five hole again after being moved up to this part of the lineup. He hasn't batted this high all too often in the order, usually kind of down in the bottom three spot, but he's been leading a pretty recent hot streak that has him moving up in the batting order and a little more trust from field manager Tom Zaglowski, also known as Ziggy, as he puts a bunt foul back to the backstop. 0-1 the count, and while that first inning did not go the rafters' way, they nearly came in and tied it up with the single from Kareem Arusevic. However, Carlson was out by just a couple inches at home plate trying to turn it around and score on the single. Owen won the count on the way home to Clayton, and this one is fouled up above the press box. And now an 0-2 count. And Clayton will be followed by Landon Gaz and Nick Adrian due up in the bottom of the second. It's 1-0 Woodchucks. They scored their one run in the top of the first inning back on a passed ball that allowed Malone to score as the 0-2 is fouled back by Clayton. Stays 0-2. And Clayton on the season batting just .230, but like I said, been riding a bit of a hot streak as of late. Yesterday went 2-for-4 from the plate. 0-2 the count on the way home. It's outside, called for ball number one. 1-2 the count. That one did not miss by much. And Clayton getting the favorable call going his way. And a good eye at the plate. He's now got a 1-2 count. On the mound, Braden Mazzucano fires, but a swing and a miss from Clayton puts him down on strikes as it brings up Landon Gaz to the plate with one away and nobody on in the bottom of the second. It is 1-0 Woodchucks here at Witter Field in Wisconsin Rapids. And Landon Gaz up at the plate. Just before the game, I was kind of joking with him. I said, hey, are you going to hit a home run today? And I say that to a couple of guys when I see them, especially if they've done so recently as Gaz had. And he swings and misses at the first pitch. Owen won the count. He was trying to hit one right there. You could see so on the swing. Going all power on that one. He said, yeah, of course I am. I hit a home run today. Then how about a couple of extra base hits, just like a couple days ago? And he said, you know what? Sure, let's do that. That was this one back, 0-2 the count. However, of course, players, they got to have their confidence. Every time you step into the batter's box, if you aren't thinking that you're the best hitter out there, then things often aren't going to go your way. 0-2 the count on the way home from Mazzucano, misses outside for ball number one. And that's what not just Gaz, but really all of the batters have told me throughout the season, is it's all got to do with confidence and feeling comfortable with your swing. 1-2 the count, misses away for ball number two, a 2-2 count now to Gaz. And the Rafters offense have some players right now that are red hot, and it's all got to do with staying with that momentum. There's a couple of players that have been in cold streaks as well, as the 2-2 count misses behind Gaz, does not hit him. It goes all the way to the backstop as the count rolls full, 3-2. Still only one out and the base is empty in the bottom of the second inning. 1-0 Woodchucks, and the Rafters eyeing down an 11th straight loss, and they really feel the need to get back in the win column here late in the season. 3-2, misses low, called for ball number four, and Landon Gaz takes a one-out walk. So Gaz now over to first base as he represents the tying run for the Rafters, and it brings up the right-handed hitting catcher, Nick Adrian, for Wisconsin Rapids. And Adrian makes it a righty-lefty matchup with Mazzucano on the mound. And well, Mazzucano was last time out, went a season-high 4 innings pitched, so that's kind of the mark you're looking for right now, pitch count-wise, for him as the freshman fires home and misses low for ball number one. 1-0 the count. And at the plate, Nick Adrian, feels like it's been a while since he's gotten into a game for the Rafters, but he's played heavily throughout the season. 26 games played as a catcher is tough on you, as this one is fouled back to make it 1-1. His last game played was back on July 9th, 4 days ago, as part of the doubleheader against Fond du Lac. Went 2-for-4 in that game as well and drew a walk. Scored 3 runs, so coming off of a pretty nice game, but had a little bit of time to rest as the 1-1 count gets in on the hands. It's popped up towards the middle of the infield. Underneath it is the second baseman and caught by Cade Baldridge for out number two. That brings up Luke Skinner to the plate with two away and a runner still on first base and a one-run deficit for the Rafters. Skinner, a left-handed hitting third baseman. You don't see all too many lefties in the lineup today for the Rafters. Kareem Arusevic was a lefty. You saw him back in the first inning. But this one of just two lefties in the lineup as Skinner sends one out down the left field line, reaching into the corner. It gets down off the warning track. Rolling into third base is Gaz, and it's a stand-up two-out double for Luke Skinner. And the Rafters now have the go-ahead run at second base. The tying run just 90 feet away from scoring. Brings up Hiroto Kobayashi, the nine-hole hitter, with a chance to tie it or take the lead for the Rafters. And Kobayashi had been riding quite the hot streak up until last night. It didn't go his way in the game against the Woodchucks yesterday, going 0-3, but prior to that was on a 14-game on-base streak and also a 5-game hit streak. Takes the first pitch in there for strike number one. 0-1 the count. It's a righty-lefty matchup with Mazzucano still on the mound, looking to go through two shutout innings, but he's got his work cut out for him. The 0-1 count is in there for strike number two. 0-2 the count. And Kobayashi, I mean, he has been working hard all season for the Rafters. And even before the season started, he's trying to see that payoff here as he gets a late swing but is able to make contact with it, fouls it back, and it remains 0-2. Kobayashi working more and more into the outfield, batting .244 on the season, but he's got 21 RBIs. Trying to add to his total here would be huge for Wisconsin Rapids. But got to stay alive at the plate. 0-2 the count on the way. Swing and a miss for strike number three. And that takes care of Kobayashi. So the Rafters unable to score. They come up with no runs on the one hit. There were no errors and there were two left on base. We head to the top of the third. It's 1-0 Woodchucks here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Hey Rafters fans. Don't let online troublemakers steal home. Stay in control with the new My Solaris app. It's a grand slam for parents, letting you monitor and block content, set screen time limits, and keep your family safe online, all from your phone or mobile device. Test your internet speed like a pro, set up guest networks, and prioritize devices to keep your family's MVPs working, streaming, or gaming without a hitch. With My Solaris, you're in command, managing your Wi-Fi like a champ. For more information, visit solaris.net/Wi-Fi. App features vary by internet plan and may require a complimentary equipment upgrade. Looking for comfort, convenience, and great rates? Come stay at Super 8 by Wyndham, where value meets hospitality. We offer corporate, group, contractor, and extended stay rates, plus discounts for AAA, AARP, military, and CDL guests. Relax in a suite or whirlpool room, or enjoy a poolside stay with full access to our indoor pool and kids' games. Planning a gathering? Our meeting space fits up to 40. Wake up to our continental breakfast, served daily from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. And don't forget, Lake Pekawa Park is just 5 minutes away. Book your stay today at Super 8 by Wyndham. Comfort and convenience, all in one place.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Welcome back to Rafters Baseball. It's game show night here at Witterfield, and I felt the introduction was necessary as, well, I got to get into the theme of things. I love doing that. It's always a little bit extra fun. Got to add that, spice things up. Here in the top of the third, Seth Spencer hoping to keep it spicy out there on the mound as he went through a shutout second inning. He allowed just the one hit and induced three groundouts to the shortstop Carlson, who made all three putouts to get us to the third. So 1-0 the Woodchucks lead. The Rafters just left runners on second and third to finish off that second inning, and it feels like, oh man, you were so close right there, just not able to bring him around. But you'll have other chances as long as you're able to keep this game close, as the first pitch to Noah Malone is taken for a strike. It's an 0-1 count. He was showing bunt on that one, though. And the right-handed hitting right fielder taking on the lefty on the mound for the second time this game. Malone doubled back in the first inning. So a surprise to kind of see him showing bunt as he swings and fouls one to make it 0-2. And Malone working from behind in the count now. Malone did eventually come around to score back in the first inning. It was on the passed ball, though, by Nick Adrian. And Seth Spencer going to take his time there as Noah Malone goes and has a chat with his hitting coach over there. And finally, it'll be Malone back into the batter's box. But Seth Spencer, the left-hander from Hope International, followed his coach Tom Zaglowski over here, and the 0-2 count misses low to make it 1-2. And Ziggy looking for a bit of a culture change here. Not necessarily too much a culture change. The culture, especially from when I've been with the team, it seems in a good spot as there's a swing and a miss from Malone. Throw from Adrian down to first, and they got him in time for out number one. One up, one down in the third inning, and it brings up Dylan Schlotterbeck with the bases empty and only one out in the top of the third. Well, I mean, guys are in good moods. I mean, you're seeing still some players that are having hot games, and what it really seems like is just putting it all together at once as the first pitch to Schlotterbeck misses low for ball number one, and that's something that you'll see really throughout the entire squad. I mean, everyone's kind of talking with everyone, seeming and trying to have a good time as the 1-0 counts hit to the left side. Picked up by Skinner almost. He double clutches after dropping the ball and picks it up, throws over to first, and barely got it in time, 5-3. And that is concentration from Skinner to be able to avoid the error as it had popped in and out of his glove off the ground over there at third base. But he caught it back off of the bounce and then was able to corral it and throw it over to first just in time for the 5-3 putout. Brings up Max Galvin with the bases empty and two away. First pitch is taken low for ball number one, a 1-0 count. And Galvin, the left-handed hitting left fielder, he is 1-for-1 on the game, singled back in the first inning. The 1-0 count to him misses low to make it 2-0, and that's a couple of pitches that haven't missed by much from Spencer. Still in a good spot, but not getting any swings. 2-0 the count from Galvin, and once again taken low, but that time a little bit closer to the dirt. 3-0 the count to Galvin. If there's one guy that you don't want to pitch to, might be Max Galvin. 3-0 the count is in there at the knees for strike number one. Makes it 3-1. Well, that might not be the right answer, actually. Noah Malone is also a guy you really don't want to pitch to. I mean, they have a couple of guys on this roster. As Galvin flies that one out towards shallow left field in foul territory, Skinner is there, and he makes the catch for out number three. Three up, three down in the third, and Seth Spencer looking better and better as the game continues. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. We head to the bottom of the third. It's 1-0 the lead for the Woodchucks here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party. You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit. and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Over the PA here at Witter Field, our assistant GM Jake has taken over. He was just talking about the Cheese House a little bit, and at the Cheese House, we've got these walking tacos at Witter Field. And, well, Luke Skinner, prior to the game, he was actually eating one of those walking tacos, and I talked to him a little bit, and he said, man, these are good. And, well, I looked, and I would agree, not even having tasted one. And, well, apparently it's given Skinner a little boost of energy as he was able to hit a double back in the second inning, although that the last hit that the Rafters had. Here in the bottom of the third, they're going to be leading off with Jake Beauchesne, Hayden Carlson, and Madden Ocko. First pitch on the way from Braden Mazzucano misses outside for ball number one. Back to the top of the card for the Rafters, and Beauchesne up for the second time this game. He is 0 for 1 after striking out looking in the first inning. Swings and misses at the second pitch to bring it 1-1. And Beauchesne, a right-handed hitter, it's a righty-lefty matchup with Mazzucano back out there for his third inning of work. Making his first start of the season for the Woodchucks and looking to keep it rolling along. The 1-1 count misses low to bring it 2-1 against Beauchesne. And Beauchesne in center field today, normally manning either left or right field. It's his first time in the middle. 2-1 count, misses outside to bring it 3-1. And at the plate, Beauchesne has been on quite a bit of a hot streak as of late. Over the last five games, he's got a hit in all five of them, batting .438 with a .1421 OPS, and he laces one out to left field at the warning track, leaping, it is out of here, over the glove, and Jake Beauchesne has hit his third of the season. RBI number five, and he knots it 1-1 in the bottom of the third inning. He loves that leadoff spot. And a solo shot from Jake Beauchesne has made it 1-1. And now Hayden Carlson into the batter's box, trying to keep the offense rolling. Braden Mazzucano has now allowed his first run of the game. And the first pitch to Carlson is laced down the third baseline and called foul. It had bounced over the third base bag in fair territory. However, it didn't land until it had bounced foul past the line. Oh, man. Tough bounce there for Hayden Carlson. Nearly had his second hit of the game, but instead, it's an 0-1 count. Carlson will get back into the batter's box and look to keep working it against Mazzucano. Pitch number 50 on the way from the Wausau starter. And the 0-2 count is going to miss for a ball to bring it 1-1. Carlson singled back in the first inning and ended up on third, tried to make it home on a single from Arusevic, but got tossed out at the plate as that pitch misses outside to bring it 2-1. But Carlson had a 7-pitch plate appearance, and that's what the top of this order has done a really good job of, is staying patient. 2-1 the count, and a swing and a miss from Carlson makes it 2-2. And that's part of the reason why Mazzucano is now up over 50 pitches without even having gone through three innings. 2-2 the count. On the way home, it's taken upstairs for ball number three. Full count to Carlson, and he continues to see the ball well from the plate. That home run from Jake Beauchesne, 345 to left field, hit 92 miles an hour off the bat. 3-2 the count. It's fouled back into the netting, and once again, Carlson will have a 7-pitch plate appearance. Back-to-back 7-pitch plate appearances from Carlson after he did just the same in the first, and he ended up winning that battle against Mazzucano, hoping to win it again here. 3-2 the count from Mazzucano comes home. It's laced over to third base, and this time it stays fair. It's off the glove of the third baseman Arquette into left field, and Carlson is headed to second base. A sliding double for Hayden Carlson. And he puts a runner in scoring position for the Rafters with still nobody out in the bottom of the third. Tied at one, and the Rafters trying to get back on top, and a mound visit coming here from the Woodchucks as Braden Mazzucano will come out of the game. A bullpen change for the Woodchucks as Braden Mazzucano's start is over. His first start of the season, he only goes two innings pitched, and he has a runner left on second base. So we're going to go ahead and hit a quick break, and when we come back, the Rafters looking to take the lead here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
This one goes out to the elder millennials. We're not as flashy as those other millennials and not as grungy as Gen X, but our music deserves another listen. Burn Before Listening features hits, we can't read a poker face. Deep cuts, and some authentic cringe. This is from 2000 to 2009, Burn Before Listening on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, Sundays at 9 p.m.
When it comes to heating and cooling homes in central Wisconsin, make the call to the Bullpen for Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. For more than 25 years, the Bryant experts have done whatever it takes to keep homeowners like you comfortable, from simple repairs and services to complete HVAC replacements and beyond. So no matter what you need, you'll know that their team has your back.
Need HVAC service now? Schedule yours by visiting comfortair.biz. That's comfort, A-I-R-E, .biz.
Hey baseball fans, are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
Jake Beauchesne and Hayden Carlson back-to-back extra base hits have taken Braden Mazzucano out of the game, and he goes just two innings pitched before he hands it off to Nate Ross. And Ross, the new pitcher into the game for the Woodchucks, he enters this game as a guy who has pitched in a couple games for the Woodchucks. Well, a couple meaning one. He made that one appearance and did pitch multiple innings in it. Two innings pitched, and he, of course, did pitch previously for the Woodchucks back in 2023. So four career Northwoods League games, and this his fifth. First pitch to Madden Akko misses away for ball number one, a 1-0 count. And Akko, the right-handed hitting second baseman, it's a righty-righty matchup as Akko gets under this one, pops it up towards the left side of the infield in foul territory towards the Rafters' dugout, and they went scurrying and maybe messed with the infielders a little bit. It was in front of third baseman Arquette, but he was looking over towards the Rafters' dugout and let it drop in front of him. So a 1-1 count now to Akko. And Akko a little bit lucky on that one. So he is back out there with a runner on second base and nobody out in the bottom of the third. 1-1 the ball game. Go-ahead runner is on second base in Hayden Carlson. Looking back, Ross brings the pitch home, but it misses low for ball number two. 2-1 the count. And Akko saw seven pitches back in the first inning before he flew out to right field. They really worked up that pitch count of Braden Mazzucano. Part of the reason why he came out of the game so early is this one is laced up towards right center field on the run. Smith-Johnson, he's there tagging up, and a throw coming in from Smith-Johnson. It was powerful enough, but a little bit off target, and it's a fly ball that allows Carlson to move just 90 feet away from scoring. And brings up Kareem Arusevic with a chance to put the Rafters on top with a sacrifice. Arusevic, the left-handed hitting DH, he will step into the batter's box against the right-handed pitcher. And Ross means that it's a switch of handedness. Braden Mazzucato, the starter, was a lefty. And Ross, the righty, in his first appearance for the Woodchucks, he went two innings as this one is sent into left field, and it will be caught. Tagging up from third, Carlson will score, and the Rafters have taken the lead in the third inning. Sacrifice fly for Kareem Arusevic has made it 2-1 Rafters in the bottom of the third. Arusevic did the job, and now it brings up Royce Clayton Jr. with the bases empty and two away as part of a two-run third inning. The extra base hits having done some damage, and that means that Mazzucato's line is now finalized. Pitch on the way home to Ross, misses low for ball number one to Royce Clayton Jr. Mazzucato went two innings pitched. He allowed two runs. Both were earned on five hits, one walk, three.